Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And I have a special guest. We just planned this out yesterday. And we have with us Chris Golden. Now, you remember him probably. He's an artist. He's a Nashville artist. But he was the drummer for the Oak Ridge Boys. Chris, how are you today?
Beth Ann, I'm doing good this morning. How are you? I appreciate you having me on your show today.
Oh, I'm excited to have you on. Christina and I are just good friends, and I hear you're going to be here locally performing at the Heart of Nashville.
I'm going to be there tomorrow night through Sunday morning. We're playing tomorrow night. I think it starts around 6 o'clock, and playing Saturday night and also Sunday morning. They're doing a gospel brunch, and I'm going to be doing some gospel tunes on Sunday. So we're looking forward to having a good time there, and I'd like to invite everybody to come out and check it out.
Absolutely. It is Heartland, the heart of Nashville. I was trying to say Heartland. It's the heart of Nashville. It's here in mid-Missouri, and I was told to give away some tickets today. So I'm going to give away, we're going to give away some tickets. So they need to call me at 877-895-5410, but they really need to call 844-733-6274 to get their reservations for this. Now, the tickets are $25 in advance or $30 at the door, and this includes a meal. I have eaten there several times, and it is good down-home cooking. It is good food. Christina does an awesome job there, and the waitresses are sweet and kind, and they do a great job. Do you get to eat when you sing? You know, when I sing, I don't really care to eat.
Well, I didn't know you were a singer.
Well, I sing my kids to sleep and that kind of thing. Yeah, I'm a singer.
Well, you're correct. I don't like to get a big full belly before I go sing, but you know, there's always after the show. Right?
Yeah, always, and then you can pile it on. That's for sure. Well, I'm going to try and get some callers in here. 877-895-5410. Now, Chris, you know you're on a conservative talk show. So I don't know.
I'm going to be right at home.
Yeah, are you at home? Well, that's good. You know, it's we're going to talk about some things. I'm a little upset that Christina's having you this weekend because I have to go to Colorado. In fact, I'll be flying out tonight. And they're having a big Western Conservative Summit there in Colorado, and I'm going to be on Radio Row. It's kind of a big deal for me. I don't get out too often, so it's kind of a big deal for me, and I'm looking forward to that. But I would have really enjoyed being at the Heart of Nashville to hear you guys sing.
Well, hey, maybe next time. Hopefully there will be a next time.
Well, I hope so. We'll just, we'll twist Christine's arm behind her back and make her do it. How's that sound?
That sounds great to me.
That sounds great. Well, I want to get some tickets given away here. Now, this is in mid-Missouri, so...
They're not lighting up the phone.
They're not lighting up the phone just yet, and that's because I've got listeners in Tennessee. I've got listeners in Texas. I've got listeners in Colorado. I've got them all over the place. So my mid-Missouri listeners are the ones that need to be calling because they're the ones that will make this trip. Now,
this is right around New Bloomfield. I believe it's in New Bloomfield, which is right outside Columbia, right?
Yeah, it's exactly right. It's in New Bloomfield, and they're going to just enjoy this immensely. And this is a great way to spend the weekend, and I think it'll just be an awesome evening, whether you choose Friday or Saturday. But, you know, the Sunday brunch, that sounds interesting to me. I think that's going to be probably your best one. I think that'll be nice.
It's music to digest by. You know?
Well, and everybody likes those brunches for breakfast, you know. And my preacher
have them clapping them hands. We're going to have them clapping hands and stomping feet and singing along, and they'll get to work off their dinner.
Going to go Pentecostal on them, are you?
Yes, ma'am.
That sounds great. Well, I was going to say my preacher, who happens to be one of my sons, he doesn't allow that brunch in during the sermon. So, but he would definitely be there afterwards. That's for sure.
Yeah. We may need him to come have the blessing for us.
All right, I'm going to give that number again at the Heart of Nashville, at 844 733 844-733-6274. That's 844-733-6274. Well, you know, now I'm going to ask you something, Chris. You had no idea I was going to do this. I'm headed out to this summit in Colorado. And I'm representing America because I am not one of these high-paid conservative talk show hosts. I'm just barely making it by. And, in fact, I'm only going because I have some listeners that thought I should go. And so they've been sending in some money to send me. Maybe they're trying to get rid of me. I don't know. But I'm going to be there. But one of the things I'm going to try to do is I'm going to chase down some of these candidates that are going to be there for president. If you had an opportunity to ask a candidate one question, what would you ask?
Oh.
I stumped you, didn't I?
You did stump me. You did stump me. Man, I would
have
a long
list. You have to think about that a little
questions.
Bit.
You know, I'll have a long, you know, what do you plan to do about? And then you can just fill in the blank, you know.
But, you know, I think what we're seeing happening is something changing in this nation that is not for the good. It's not for freedom. It's not for liberty. And that concerns
me. What are you going to do for freedom, you know, because they get taken away so much every day. It seems like we lose more and more each day.
And, you know, it's because we've allowed.
We're supposed to be the land of the free, you know.
It's because we've allowed government in D.C. to get too big for their britches. And so they have they've been infringing upon our rights. But they can't do that unless we let them, Chris. And we've sat back, my generation and the generation before me, we've sat back and we've kind of been a little bit lazy. And we've kind of allowed that to happen. And
it's the voices of a few that are making a lot of changes. So if the majority would use our voices, then you know, maybe we could see some change, too.
You know, I have an article written by Charlie Reese, and I try to kind of carry it around with me sometimes. It's he talks about the 545, which is Congress and the President and the Supreme Court, all in one, you know, versus the 300 million. And I had somebody else tell me one time, the 300 million people of the United States, are they not the biggest lobbying group that should be there? You know, we've got all these corporations and people with money and agendas lobbying and wooing our congressmen and our representatives and senators and pushing agendas, and they seem to be representing them instead of us. And I think we've seen this so much here in the last several years anyway. Maybe I've just been paying attention more. But just this week, you know, with whether you believe in the TPP, that, you know, that treaty for trade or not, what Congress did was wrong because they relinquished their power to the White House, to the executive branch, and they should never do that. It doesn't matter who's in the White House. They should never relinquish their power because we were set up certain ways for certain reasons, and we shouldn't allow them to do that. And I think the people really need to start squealing about things like that because that's changing how we're governed, completely changing how we're governed. So were you aware that they did that this week?
I was not. I am guilty, like a lot of people are, of burying my head in the sand. I get overwhelmed with it sometimes, and I have to step away from it. I hadn't turned on the news.
I don't blame you.
I've caught a little bit of the scuttlebutt about the rebel flag here.
Yes, mm-hmm.
On social media and stuff like that. But I haven't seen the news, and I'm guilty of, like a lot of people are, of burying their head.
Well, you know, and most of us, when we see that, all we think about is they voted yes or no on a trade deal. But that wasn't the case. In fact, they had not seen the trade deal. It's secret, and they have not read it, and yet they voted on it. We've heard that before, haven't we? They didn't read Obamacare,
yeah,
but they voted for it. And I'm thinking they're not.
There's a lot of that going on for years.
You know, it's kind of like taking a test, a multiple-choice test in school, and just kind of making designs with your A, B, and C's across the paper. And, you know, they're just taking chances, and they're not representing the people, you know. Well, Chris, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to try and keep getting those calls out there. Maybe they're calling Christina. That's who they should be calling for these free tickets, all right? I'm sorry I don't get to see you.
I just want you to know that, well, as I travel down the road, my van always leans to the right.
All right. I like it. I like it. Chris, thank you, and I appreciate you being on the air today with me.
Thank you for your time, Beth.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. Folks, Chris Golden, those of you who are in mid-Missouri, he's going to be in at the Heart of Nashville, and we will be right back. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. Turn to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. At the first segment, we had kind of a surprise guest. I knew late yesterday afternoon that Chris Golden was going to call in, and he is part of the Oak Ridge Boys, going to be performing at the Heart of Nashville, which is right here in mid-Missouri in the New Bloomfield area, just outside of Columbia. It's a really nice restaurant. If you'll remember back in the day, it was Tenanzio's, but it has been sold and taken over, and they have made it the Heart of Nashville. They happen to be performers themselves, and so it's a whole different atmosphere than what you enjoyed before, but it's still a wonderful time. It's a wonderful family time. And Christina wants me to give away 2 tickets. Now, I'm going to ask you to call her for the tickets. And that is, the number is 844-733-NASH. That's 844-733-6274. 844-733-6274. And you'll get free tickets for whatever, I guess, whichever performance you want to see, whether you want to go Friday night, Saturday night, or Sunday morning. She didn't specify that with me, so you can tell her Beth Ann sent you, and I'm kind of disappointed I can't go. It's on a weekend. I'm going to be busy. Now, every Thursday, I've had a guest from the Western Conservative Summit, and I will be flying out there this evening and get in there late tonight into Denver, Colorado. Now, they're going to have all kinds of candidates there that are running for president, and some won't be there that are running for president, I'm certain. And I hope to chase a few of them down and be able to ask them some of those questions that America wants to know. And I've been working on that, and it's been a little tougher than I expected it to be to come up with my questions, because I want to keep them short and simple. And you know, that's really the issue. Everything has become so complicated. And when you ask a simple question, you get a political answer, a politician answer, where they go on and on and on and on, but they don't answer the question. Don't you wonder if they realize that they relinquished power this week from Congress? Do you think they realize that? I wonder what the candidates think of that. Do you think they understand that this nation was set up to be governed locally and not from D.C.? Do they believe in big government? Is that what they're going to continue to promote if they win an election, whether they're a presidential candidate or a representative or a senator running? Or you're local school board, your county commissioner, your county sheriff, your aldermen. Do these elected officials understand what their job really is? And then we have, and I haven't been able to really study it in depth, but you realize with this TPP vote, some of them balked, and they didn't vote the way certain people thought they should, so they're going to punish them. They're punishing them for not voting the way they wanted them to. So these representatives thought they were representing you, and the GOP elite have decided to punish them. Well, now, something that I had promised you in the last several weeks, every time I had another guest from the Western Conservative Summit, I promised that before it was all over, Beth would give her story of Freedom Alive. And again, I've been contemplating this for a while and wondering what really is my story. And I would like to hear from you. You called in the first couple of weeks about what your story was. But I'm going to share mine with you, and I want to hear what your story is. I got to thinking about it, and I thought, well, who am I? I'm just a gal. I was born in the city, moved to the country, married young, had a large family, raised that family, struggled, had many ups and downs in my life, just like everyone else. And now those little boys that I raised are all out of the nest and have their own families, and I have grandchildren. So what really is my story? That story's not a whole lot different than everyone else. Other than I had five sons. Not everybody has five sons. Some have five daughters. Some don't have five. So what makes my story any different than anyone else's? Well, perhaps it's not. Maybe that's the uniqueness of it altogether. So the story is, the title of the summit this weekend is Freedom Alive, Your Story. So do I believe freedom is alive? I do believe it's alive in the hearts of some. But I also believe that freedom is misunderstood and that liberty is completely a foreign word for which the meaning is unknown to many. And I fear we as a people have lost that spirit of independence. So do I believe freedom is alive? Yes, I do. I believe it's slumbering a little bit, though. We've bought into the lies of the big government for the last many decades. As D.C. government has grown bigger and bigger and gotten more intrusive in our lives, they've gotten richer off of our taxes. And we seem to believe that the federal government can fix things. But they never could, they never intend to, and they never will. They campaign that they're going to fix things. But it's kind of like Charlie Reese said in that 545 versus 300 million. If they were going to fix it, they'd fix it. The only way they're going to fix it is unless you and I, we the people, force them to do what it is that they're supposed to do. And I believe that's going to be some of my questions to these candidates if I get to corner them, chase them down. Maybe I should take my tennis shoes. Well, I've been in love with this nation since I can remember, since a small child. I've always loved my country. I don't know why. I just did. I've always taken great pride in the fact that I have revolutionary blood running through my veins and the lineage that's in me. I'm quite diverse. You'd run out of hyphens if you used hyphens, which I don't believe in using hyphens to describe you as an American. We're just good old-fashioned Americans. Our nation is not perfect, and as we've seen in the last few weeks, we've had a negative, dark history, and we have a positive, bright history. We have good and bad, just like any other nation in our history. But the thing about America is we manage to come through these times as a people. And we've seen rioting, and we've seen all kinds of ugliness. And it was horrible what happened in South Carolina. But what I saw there is what I talk about every day here, about America coming home. People in that community hugging, crying, praying together, holding hands, forgiving, standing together to move forward. All colors, all races, tall and short, different occupations, standing together, and that's what America is. Evil will always exist. We can't get rid of evil. You can't legislate against evil. Well, I'm here on a talk show every day. And the reason I'm here on a talk show every day is because I believe in the American people. I believe in the people like there in Charleston. And I believe the ones that are rioting are hurting. And I believe our big government has caused that pain. I don't believe they're going to fix that pain. I think they've caused that pain. And I believe that truth really does set you free. And I believe that the American people don't hear the truth. Not on mainstream media. Sometimes and even on those alternative ones. They only tell you what they want you to get all riled up about. But the truth really does set you free. And if you have that truth in front of you, which is what I try to do every day, then you can make better decisions. Well, I'm not quite done with my story, but we're going into a break. Your calls will be welcome in the last segment. I want to know your story. You're going to have to keep it briefer than Beth has. 877-895-5410 will be the number to call. Don't call this time. Let me finish my story, and we will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I was giving you my story, Freedom Alive, as I get ready to hit the road or hit the sky and head to Denver, Colorado for the Western Conservative Summit. And I was thinking that I do what I do here on CSC Talk Radio with great sacrifice. And I'm just going to tell you, it's been a great sacrifice in the last 4 years. And I do it because I believe in the American people, and as long as I'm able financially, I will keep it up. But I believe the American people need to have the truth, and with that truth, we have to be responsible, just like we need to hold the elected responsible. We need to be involved where we are. Pay attention to what's going on. Not everybody has to run for office, but pay attention to what's going on. It's important who your school board members are. It's important who your county commissioner is, your county sheriff. We were designed to be governed locally, not from big government in D.C. It was said once that the loss of freedom is only one generation away. And as I mentioned earlier, I believe my generation and the one before me, we're overly trusting and maybe perhaps lazy. We've not paid attention to what has been going on in D.C. just like this this trade deal, whether you agree with the trade deal or not, which I'm not sure how you could since it's not been exposed as to what it really is, but the fast track part relinquishes the power from Congress to the executive branch. Why would they relinquish power when they are our representation? That is their job. That is one thing they're supposed to be doing. So we have to pay attention. And big government has been in our lives. It's stomped on our rights. They've taxed us to death, regulating us, and they've been taking the land. You don't hear that on other talk shows. No one else talks about that. Oh, Cliven Bundy, that made the news. But that's been going on for a long time, not just with Cliven. Wayne Hage lost everything. Now, it was recently that they did win the case, but they haven't seen any of the money. They lost everything, pretty much. So believing in the American people, and my goal is to wake us all up, self-included, and to keep us encouraged. I'm not a doom and gloomer. I believe we've got some doom, but I will not give it up. And I believe you are the hope. The American people are the reason, is the actual reason we need to keep going. We are the answer to the problems. But we have to hold these elected officials accountable. We have to know our Constitution. We have to know those Bill of Rights. We have to know our history. When we forget where we came from, we can't know where we're going. We need to bring back that spirit of independence that I fear we have lost and bring America home. It's time for America to come back to its origin. Look at those grievances in the Declaration of Independence. Read that. What our founding fathers dealt with then, we are dealing with now on even a larger scale, I do believe. You have to get permission to move about. You don't recognize it, but you do. You don't own your land. If you think you do, don't pay a tax. See what happens. Now, some states don't have property tax, but you have other taxes. See what happens if you don't pay those fees, those fines, those permits, those licenses, and see who owns what. We the people of the United States, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty. To ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish the Constitution for the United States of America. That starts out, we the people. Not you up there in Congress. We the people. And in November of 1863, at the Soldiers' National Cemetery in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, President Lincoln said that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth. He started that out, this nation under God. We have listened to the lies about the separation of the church and state. It's supposed to keep the state out of the church, not the church out of the state. Without the morals of the Christian faith, and I don't care who that offends, because it's just the truth. We wouldn't have a constitution. You wouldn't have freedom. You wouldn't have freedom of speech. You wouldn't have freedom of liberty. You would not have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Without the Christian faith. It's the only faith that allows freedom. It says that those words have been quoted ever since as the supreme vindication of representative of government. And indeed, they are often quoted as proof of American exceptionalism, a word which today seems to be a bad word. We're not to call ourselves exceptional. Well, my friends out there, I believe you are exceptional Americans. And you have no reason to get pouty and down in the mouth, because you are the government. And we've made some pretty bad mistakes by sitting back and not doing anything, and it's time for freedom to come alive again in the United States of America. In the hearts of the people, we're going to be going into the July 4th, the Independence Weekend, here in just another week or so. What will you celebrate? What do you think is independent? Bring America Home is my story. That's why I'm here. I believe in family. I believe in the American people. And I believe in you. Looking back and guarding and protecting liberty for the future generations is what will keep freedom alive. We should have no hyphens in our names. Our blood is the same. And although we might look different from one to another, we are one people. Americans, exceptional, spirited, and free. Be an independent people. Recognize your authority, because you are the ones in charge. And together, we will bring America home. And that is my story. I do believe. That's why I'm here, because I believe in you. I'm trying to guard liberty for my children, my grandchildren, and those great-grandchildren that are yet to come. I kind of shudder thinking about being that old, but it will happen if the Lord allows me to live that long. To see that heritage of my blood and to see freedom continue in this nation. We're going into a break. I'm going to open up the phone lines. 877-895-5410. What's your story? Is freedom alive in your heart? 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
David, there are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog, and then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run, or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David, by Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
If you believe, as I do, that America's headed the wrong way and needs to turn around, write this down. Western Conservative Summit 2015. Your story, freedom alive. June 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Colorado Convention Center. Be there. This is John Andrews inviting you to join me for the best weekend of your summer. A huge rally on the right with thousands of new friends and dozens of great speakers. Presidential contenders like Scott Walker, Ben Carson, Rick Santorum, Carly Fiorina, Mike Huckabee, Rick Perry. Media stars like Hugh Hewitt, Katie Pavlich, Byron York. Thought leaders like Arthur Brooks and David Horowitz. Economic gurus like Art Laffer and Larry Kudlow. Grassroots training workshops. Terrific entertainment. low prices with discounts for military, educators, clergy, under 30s, and groups. Call 844-685-4376 or go to westernconservativesummit.com. That's westernconservativesummit.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. At the beginning of the show, I had Chris Golden on. He has been with the Oak Ridge Boys, and he's going to be performing at the Heart of Nashville, which is here in mid-Missouri around the New Bloomfield area. They're giving two tickets away. I want to give that number again before I get back into the show. And I'm just doing this free gratis for my friends there. I enjoy them so much. 844-733-NASH. That's 844-733, and that number spells Nash, and I lost my number spelled out here somewhere. But anyway, it's Nash. We have Mike from Texas on the line. Mike, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. And I wasn't sure if you wanted my bio or if I could just talk about what's wrong with Washington, you know.
Well, I wanted your story. I wanted your story. I didn't really want what's wrong. I think we can see what's wrong, but I wanted your story as to freedom alive. Do you believe freedom alive is alive in your heart, in your life, in the United States?
Well, absolutely. My father was a scoutmaster, explorer master, started three different posts independently. I was a Boy Scout Explorer Cub all the way through, was a Navy vet, honorable discharge, aircraft carrier. I don't know. I've done a lot of stuff. I've been a musician, singer, play eight instruments, make home music recordings, engineer, a teacher, a police officer. Got my private pilot license before the age of 21. Wow. I started flying when I was 16. Scuba diver. Still enjoy making a lot of home music recordings as a hobby. Attended Annapolis Prep School, and I've got 5 or 6 degrees, depending on how you want to count them. 2 AAs, 2 BSs, and 2 postgraduate, including 2 in theology, religion, of course.
So freedom, as far as freedom alive, I feel like that we've kind of lost touch of what that independent spirit is.
Well, I grew up with a very patriotic father who served in the U.S. Navy during World War II. He was a twin 50 cal machine gunner over the heads of the Marines when they hit all those dangerous beaches in the Pacific Islands and China and the Philippines. Covering for the Marines in those front falling down the door open Johnson boats. I consider him to be a sort of a war hero. He was a patriot. When he started the Boy Scout troops and explorers, he preached patriotism. We always had the American flag, and that's the way I was brought up.
You know, there's a group of people, and I don't want to say the left or the right. I'm just going to say there's a group of those Americans that don't believe we're exceptional. They don't believe in telling young men and young women you can do whatever you want when you grow up, if you work hard. They don't believe in that kind of an attitude, and that's what's made America great. Plus, the fact that when America messes up, we tend to come back and correct our mistakes. But I think we've been not correcting our mistakes, and we've been expounding on our mistakes here in the last several decades, and it's coming back to bite us. I really and truly believe it's doing that, Mike, and I think we're going to have to, the people are the ones that are going to have to do it. It's not going to happen in D.C. They're going to keep doing whatever they're doing regardless unless we put a stop to it.
Well, I believe there's a direct linkage. See, my dad was also, well, he was in oil. The oil industry, That's where he made his money. But he also was a very religious man, a part-time pastor and music leader in the church, or churches, I should say, music director. And I believe that Christianity's, you can plot a graph with Christianity going down the graph, this immorality and this trend that we see of everything going wrong in our country is going up the other side.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's interesting. The Supreme Court has ruled in our history three times that this is the Constitution. And in the 70s, the Congress had the guts to come out and vote that the Bible itself is the Word of God. Now, it didn't say the Quran. It didn't say the Bhagavad Gita. It did not say the Confucius writings. It said the Bible, and if the Bible is the Word of God, then man's laws are subservient to that. They are secondary, and we've lost sight of that.
I think you're right. I think we have lost sight of that, and I think, you know, it was once said, and I'm going to let you go so I can go on here, but it was once said that, you know, the reason they want to take God out is because if he's not there, like, that's going to happen. They don't have to be held accountable for their sins or for the things that they choose to do, whether it's a lifestyle that we're having, you know, thrown at us that we're supposed to be saying that it's normal, and you and I both know it's not. And it's sin. That's normal. Sin is normal, unfortunately. But, you know, they remove God, then they don't have to answer. They move the Creator, they don't have to answer to the Creator. And that's not going to be the way it is at all, because He is the great I Am. I appreciate you calling in, Mike. Thank you for sharing your life. And thank you for all that you've done for your service for this nation. I appreciate it. Well, I mentioned, folks, that you need to know that the GOP is fighting, and that's what I've been concerned about. Now, they won the election here last year, last fall. It was, oh, yay, we're going to have the Republicans in charge. Things are going to go great. They're going to do what we want. Well, they haven't done what we wanted. They didn't get rid of Obamacare, and now they've passed this TPP. But that in and of itself is bad enough. But those who voted against that, but those who didn't vote the way John Boehner wanted them to vote, I call him O'Boehner, they're being punished, and there's 11 of them, and they're being punished for bucking the party's leadership. I knew when they put Boehner back in the leadership and McConnell, nothing was going to change. The only thing that's going to change right now is that he's starting to attack his own. So, Representative Justin Amash of Michigan, Representative Rod Blum of Iowa, Representative Trent Franks of Arizona, Representatives Tim Holtzkamp of Kansas, Representative Walter Jones of North Carolina, Representative Cynthia Loomis of Wyoming, Representative Mark Meadows, Representative Roger Nugent of Florida, Mark Meadows, he was from, I missed that one, he was the subcommittee, Representative Steve Pierce of New Mexico, Representative David Schweikert of Arizona, Representative Daniel Webster of Florida. These folks are being punished, and there are some others that are being punished by Boehner for not voting the way he wanted them to vote. They voted, I hope, the way they thought their constituents wanted them to vote. folks, we're going to have to demand to be represented because they're not going to do it on their own. They have lost sight of their job description. They're doing everything except what they're elected to do according to the Constitution. And now to relinquish power over trade is a bad thing, whether you like the trade bill or not. Them relinquishing power is not a good thing. It's changing how we're governed, and that's not a good thing. It's going to take every one of us. I'm going to be coming to you live from Colorado tomorrow at the Western Conservative Summit. I hope you're there with me, either on the phone or in person, as we bring America home.
Are you frustrated with your current job, not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people just like you get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Samuel Adams once said, "It doesn't take a majority to win, just a tireless minority that will keep starting brush fires in the minds and hearts of their fellow men." Become a member of our Bring America Home campaign. Membership is $10. We'll reward you with a certificate of your commitment to do your part to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is your common sense voice, and we need your help to stay on the air and fight this fight for America's true homeland constitutional security. Send $10 to CSC Talk Radio. Note that you want a membership certificate to join our Bring America Home campaign. Send $10 and join today. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's just $10 as you join CSC Talk Radio for our Bring America Home campaign certificate. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. As Samuel Adams suggested, let's start a few brush fires as we bring America home. Thank you.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.